Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or download the Wait Wait Don't Tell Me podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lindy Casper from Middleton, Idaho.
Hey, Lindy, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm fine. Lindy is a lovely name. Is that your given name or a nickname?
No, it's my given name.
Wow. Were you named for Lucky Lindy, perhaps?
Actually, yes.
Oh, wow. So your parents were fans of Lindbergh. That's exciting.
Yes, Charles Lindbergh. Mm-hmm.
Have you felt an obligation to follow in his footsteps?
No. My brother is a pilot, but not me.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Lindy.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner.
Wonderful.
Okay, here's your first limerick.
Big glasses, suspenders, my thing. My guess at slow softballs do swing. I sound like I care, but I'm still on the air. It's 50 years of Larry.
Gotta be King.
It gotta be, and it is. Yes, very good. It was 50 years ago that a young Mr. King tossed his first softball. In those distant days, of course, 50 years ago, he had only been married 4 times. He celebrated his anniversary with a retrospective on CNN. He says his favorite interview was with Malcolm X, who, under King's persistent questioning, revealed that he was black.
Oh, said Larry, I didn't know that.
Here's your next limerick.
Okay.
When you order steamed crap here, they bring fish. So in Beijing, they have their brass ring wish. Clean up foreign words till they're less absurd. They're cracking down hard on bad.
Fish?
No, fish was one of the words. It's a tough one. It's a two-syllable answer. Let's hear the limerick again.
Okay. When you order steamed crap here, they bring fish. So in Beijing, they have their brass ring wish. Clean up foreign words till they're less absurd. They're cracking down hard on bad.
Dim sum, I don't know. No.
Could be Larry King again.
Could be Larry King. No idea?
No.
They're cracking down hard on bad English.
Oh, very good.
It's Beijing. They're pulling out all the stops to make the 2008 Summer Olympics perfect, but their biggest fear by far is the fear of derisive laughter from foreigners reading the English signage around Beijing. So they brought in an English expert, and he's fixing things. So because of him, the sign, for example, for the Dongda Hospital of Proctology no longer reads, quote, the Dongda Hospital for Anus and Intestine Disease. Menus in restaurants no longer offer, quote, succulent, juicy crap.
That's not and true here.
A visitor wanting to order a mouth-watering pullet will never again be forced to ask for the, quote, sexually inexperienced saliva chicken. All right. Now, you're one down with one to go. So if you get this last one, you'll have your two correct and you'll win our prize. So it all comes down to this. Here is your last limerick.
Armed larceny is quite a vice, for which bank tellers oft pay the price. But now tellers use wiles like handshakes and smiles. They foil them by being real.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. Very good. The idea behind the FBI's safe catch system is that high doses of charm and goodwill can completely confuse potential robbers, and it works. For example, when a bank manager in Seattle saw a man fitting the description of the notorious garden glove bandit, right down to the garden gloves, he greeted him with a big smile and handshake and compliments about his fashionable sunglasses. He then invited the bandit to remove his eyewear and led him to a friendly teller, where the confused robber ultimately ended up just asking for a roll of quarters. One bank official said, quote, if you're a legitimate customer, you think, this is the friendliest person I've met in my life. If you're a bad guy, it scares the lights out of you.
So what ended up happening? They let the criminal go with the roll of quarters?
I think they ultimately captured him.
Huh.
That's not in the story.
I didn't mention it.
Oh.
But I think that's what happened.
Well, we should be trying this in Iraq, shouldn't we?
Just be really, really nice to the insurgents.
See, I was just thinking banks could try this on customers.
Where's the percentage in that? All customers could pretend to rob the bank. That would get them good service.
Yeah, that's crazy talk right there.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Lindy do in our quiz?
We knew Lindy was a winner. Peter, she came through at the end. She got the last one right. So with two correct answers, Lindy, you win our prize.
Well done, Lindy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.